name is Glynis Lation. I was the artistic director here at the Belfry Theatre for 11 seasons, then went on to the Vancouver Playhouse, and now I'm a freelance theatre and opera director. When I was at university, I was the first member of my family to be able to go to university. So it was very important that I go to school, and I took a double degree, one in art history and the other in classics. And I think the big divide for me was the big choice was in going into my third year. I was asked by the classics department to channel my energies just into classics, take languages exclusively in my third year, and then in the fourth year go and work in Athens in an exchange program, which was incredibly exciting. But then I had to look deep in my heart and go, you know what? I'm proud to go to university. I know I'm enjoying it, but ultimately theater is where my heart is. So I chose, in fact, to stay in Vancouver and work. That was the big decision for me, was that I was not going to be an academic. So many lessons learned. One of the great gifts and one of the great joys in working in the arts, as I do, is that you're meeting people with a wide range of experience and background. So for me, it was the privilege of working on Where the Blood Mixes with Kevin Loring. It's a production that we did at the Luminato Festival, and then we did at the Belfry the following year in the Olympics. It traveled the country. And it's the story, basically, of Kevin's growing up in a small town in the Fraser Canyon. He is a First Nations artist, and it's the story of the residential school experience, but told through the eyes of the next generation, Kevin's generation, a generation that are looking to their elders for reasons why there is this divide in the community, but also why there's hope for an amazing future. And I learned so much from working with the actors on that and working with Kevin on that particular play. A lot of the history I knew, but the depth of feeling and emotion, the wounds that are carried, that are still active, and yet the sense of pride and hope that young artists like Kevin Loring bring. It was so generous of spirit and opened an entire universe to me. I will never read a headline again concerning First Nations people without an understanding deeper than just a sense of history and a sense of what happened in terms of the nuts and bolts of it, but rather from the heart, how these people live every day. And as Kevin says at the end of the play, how they have to cross a bridge every day. I wish for the future that in these difficult and challenging times, that we as a culture remember who we are, and that we continue to be proud of what Canada is and what Canada can achieve in the world. And through the exploration, the support, the deep involvement of community with the arts, I actually believe that Canada's place in the 21st century is brighter than any of the economic predictors. I think my wish for Canada is to know that our culture is beyond hockey and Tim Hortons, though I love both, and that we embrace and celebrate the sense of who we are.